From the studios of the Living on Earth Network in Cambridge, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth Today. Back in the 1991 Gulf War, retreating Iraqi soldiers dumped crude oil and set fire to oil wells as they evacuated Kuwait. The equivalent of 20 Exxon Valdez spills ended up in the Persian Gulf. This time around, the United States aims to be prepared for the possibility of further environmental terrorism. U.S. Coast Guard cutter Walnut is in the Persian Gulf, armed with oil spill cleanup experts and equipment. Los Angeles Times foreign correspondent Carol Williams visited the Walnut recently and describes the boat for us.
It's a Coast Guard cutter. It's a multi-purpose vessel that ordinarily is deployed to conduct search and rescue and aid to navigation and environmental protection, just the basic services the Coast Guard provides at sea. This particular cutter is also outfitted to be an icebreaker, but it doesn't have much application for the Persian Gulf.
A little warm there, I imagine.
Yes.
How big is the crew and how long is the boat?
The crew is 50 people. It's ordinarily 42, but they have an extra contingent on from the Coast Guard strike forces that are arrayed along the U.S. coast. The length of the ship is 225 feet, and the beam is 46 feet.
What does the Walnut have in terms of people who have knowledge, special knowledge about oil spills and expertise?
Well, the Walnut, like a number of Coast Guard cutters, has a crew that is trained in a variety of different responses, emergency services. They do aid to navigation. They do the usual marine protection services. They make sure that people have, you know, the right number of life preservers on board. And they do marine environmental protection in the United States. They respond to civilian and commercial oil spills and hazards from plants that are on water bodies in the state. So they have some experience. They don't have experience dealing with a spill on the level of what we saw in 1991.
What kind of scenarios are they preparing for? I assume that some of the things that happened in the first Gulf War are informing what they're expecting.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the first Gulf War spilled a volume of oil into the Gulf equivalent to 20 times the Exxon Valdez spill. So they are gearing up for what they hope will not be a repeat of that, but they have to keep in mind that the Iraqis have a history of this kind of environmental terrorism, and they want to be prepared for it this time.
Carol, tell me, how would the Walnut go about cleaning up one of these oil spills?
The ship has an extended 30-foot boom that can be lowered onto the surface of the water to sweep the oil into floatable containment booms. And then there are floating pumps that can be set in this pool of oil to siphon it off the surface and pump it through hoses across the deck of the Walnut into inflatable barges that can be swapped out as they get full.
Not only did they spill last time, but there are also some pretty horrific fires. What does this boat have to do with that, if anything?
The boat itself doesn't have any capability to deter that kind of environmental attack, but there are corpsmen on board who could treat smoke inhalation injuries, and the Coast Guard and naval personnel in the region say that some of the ground forces have been training to deter that kind of action in the wake of an attack. If the Iraqis are forced to retreat, the ground forces apparently are going to be positioned to keep them away from the oil well heads and the oil structures that they attacked last time as they were retreating out of Kuwait.
The Walnut itself is pretty small if there were to be a major oil spill. How could this cutter make a difference?
They can see that they alone would be a drop in the bucket of what would be needed in terms of cleanup, but they could summon other naval assets in the region, including some British and Australian vessels that have similar capabilities, that have equipment on board that could be deployed to reinforce the Walnut's activities. So they're fairly confident that if, you know, the worst-case scenario were to develop, that concerted effort among coalition vessels in the region could go a long way to containing and cleaning up the spill.
What's the theory behind having the walnut on, I guess you could sort of call it standby, in case there is an oil spill emergency?
Well, that it wouldn't take them however many weeks it takes to get the cutter from its home port to the area where it would need to be operating. There are other vessels in the region that could provide support, but this is the only one that is specifically tasked with being prepared to respond to an environmental attack.
How important do they think this early response might be?
Well, the sooner you get to an oil spill, the better your chances are for cleaning it up and containing the oil. If it's allowed to float unrestrained, it can break up and it's much harder to clean up then.
How fair is it to say that these guys are there not to clean up the oil as much as to think about cleaning up the oil?
They're there for that reason. Also, I think they're there to send a message that the United States and the other coalition powers are prepared to respond to that kind of attack, to be there, to anticipate an attack. The last time they were caught off guard, it took them a long time to get the cleanup abilities into the region. This time they're there, they're waiting, and because a spill would be detected pretty swiftly, they are confident that they could do quite a bit to clean it up.
Carol Williams is a foreign correspondent with the Los Angeles Times, currently embedded on the USS Abraham Lincoln carrier in the Persian Gulf. Thanks for taking this time with me today.
Thank you.